This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد بن عبد الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار الحمد لله We praise Allah, we seek His aid and forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and of our shortcomings. Whomsoever Allah guides, none can misguide. And whomsoever Allah allows to be led astray, none can guide aright. And I bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his last messenger and servant. O you who believe, be mindful of Allah, and die not except in a state of submission to Him alone. O humanity, be mindful of Allah who created you from a single soul, and from that created His mate, and from that scatters many men and women. O humanity, be mindful of Allah and do not cut off relations with your kin, with your relatives. Indeed, Allah is the monitor over you. He is Ar-Raqib. O humanity, be mindful of Allah and speak the truth in order for Him to accept your deeds and forgive us of our shortcomings. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has indeed achieved the greatest achievement. As to what follows, indeed the best speech is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the best guidance is that of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Peace and blessings be upon him. And of the worst affairs in our doctrinal system of Islam are the newly invented ones. For every newly invented affair in this situation is an innovation. And for every innovation is a form of going astray. And for every form of going astray is in the fire of hell. And we seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from that. Bolstering education resources on the Israeli conflict for Texas K-12 schools. As we continue to stand with Israel, Texas will promote informed discussions to ensure that students have a thorough understanding of current acts of the war. Now, this is what I read word for word from the officer of the governor, Greg Abbott. Many of us probably do not know, and now you do. It is important that when we hear or read something of this nature, that the Muslim reacts firstly, and if it is not externally with our statements or with our hands, that it is at least with the heart, but acts in a way that is productive and conducive. Rather, if it is conducive, it is productive. Conducive meaning that it serves as a muslaha and not a mafsada. It serves as more beneficial than harmful. When we talk about something being beneficial, it doesn't mean that it may be harmful, but the benefit outweighs the harm. Such as, if you were to write a letter to Greg Abbott's office and to give him a clear understanding, or to say there is another understanding, or to say maybe your wording could be misunderstood, there is more benefit in that than harm. The harm could be, some people could be displeased with you, why are you speaking out? The benefit outweighs the harm here. Because it could be misunderstood from what was just read that there is a certain bias. And we would not want to assume that in the beginning. Or we do not want, by the way that we act and the way that we respond, to come in a belligerent fashion that would ultimately serve as a mafsada. Something that is harmful. Not individually only, but collectively for the community. It is important that we speak out for justice with integrity. And it is important that we know when to be silent with integrity. So when looking at this, brothers and sisters, alhamdulillah, by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and by some Muslims that took it upon themselves to speak out and to write and to call the superintendent of the schools here in Coppell, I was sent an email by the superintendent of schools here in Coppell wanting to meet. And the purpose of the meeting was to see, how can we help? Not only that, but how can you educate us about your community? How can we help? And how or what can you educate us about your community? Your community being the Muslim community. Because Muslims reached out. And not to say that this is only a religious issue. Rather, when we look at the issue of what's going on, for those of you that don't know, all of us know, what is going on in Palestine. That did not start in October 7th. Rather, if we want to go further back, we can say 1917. If we want to go further back, we can say the days of Yaqub alayhi salam. But particularly 1917 is when a lot of this, particularly generally started. Some would call immigration, and some would call the beginning of colonialization. When all of this started. So, it is important that we as Muslims educate, but to understand that there is a religious tone here as well. Because this is the Ard al-Muqaddasa. It is a blessed land. And if we want to be particular, it is the Masjid al-Aqsa, which is one of the three holiest mosques in Islam. And when we even say Islam, we are talking about the religion of all of the prophets. We have to remember that Islam, as Muslims, we believe that Islam is a religion from Adam all the way to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the masjid is a masjid that was there before Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it has a religious significance. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions 6 times in the Quran, when he talks about the Masjid al-Aqsa, the majority, if not all the times, when he says, "Allati barakna fiha aw hawlaha," that we have placed blessings upon it or around it. And some scholars mention the blessings of this masjid is the vegetation, the agriculture, meaning that it could extend beyond the actual Dome of the Rock. So understanding that there is a blessed location that we as Muslims should have in our hearts, the preservation of it, should have in our hearts that preservation which is couched, which is preserved by the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the inhabitants of those that believe in His oneness. But that does not mean the exclusion or the expelling of people that do not believe in that. And this is not only theoretical. We see it with Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. When they conquered Quds, and as soon as he entered, he told the people there at that time, the Christians there at that time, and the Jews as well, but particularly those that were over the rule at that time from the Byzantines, he told them that verily, your dam, your blood, your churches, your money is preserved, inshallah ta'ala. It wasn't an excessive massacre of people that we've seen from before. So understanding when we read something like this, brothers and sisters, that is from our governor here, that we take the appropriate means of action that is conducive and productive. But firstly, I want to relate to you a hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that has relevance to this and is foundational for us as Muslims. Because when we look at the Sharia, the deen of Islam, it is very, very important for all of us to have a foundation. A foundation in our faith. When we say generically the five pillars of Islam, or when we say the six pillars of Iman, believing that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But not stopping there. The motivation behind our action is La ilaha illallah. The motivation behind sending an email is La ilaha illallah. The motivation behind our sadness and anger is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our goal. Meaning that Jannah is our goal. Meaning that whatever we do, the motivation, the niyyah, is to do it for Allah's sake. Which can mean, which does mean, that I want to do this because I want you pleased with me, ya Allah. From that is standing up for justice. In this particular case with our brothers and sisters in Palestine, particularly now in Gaza, and even in the West Bank, which are the only areas that are designated for them. Designated is even a problematic word. When seeing what's going on, the Muslims should do what is within their power, to show a level of displeasure of what's going on, or to get educated about what is going on, and to do what is within their power to spread this message of what is happening. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in a beautiful, beautiful hadith, and it is muttafaqun alayhi if Bukhari and Muslim, where he gives a beautiful hadith in regards to our relationship with each other. He says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مثل المؤمنين في توادهم وتراحمهم وتعاطفهم مثل الجسد إذا اشتكى منه عضو تداعى له سائر الجسد بالسهر والحمى. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in an authentic hadith, he says, the believers in their mutual kindness, compassion, and sympathy are just like one body. When one of the limbs suffers, the whole body responds to it with wakefulness and fever. This hadith is so important in regards to, firstly, the characteristics of the believer. The characteristics of the believer. Because I want to... one of the main reasons I'm bringing this hadith, because my reality and many realities for myself before I became a Muslim, when I was to hear something what was going on overseas, I'd be like, that doesn't concern me. Number one, that it's overseas. And number two, what have they done for me? But when you hear this hadith and then you know, coming into the faith and seeing that the most important priority is the first portion of what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is talking about here. He said, مثل المؤمنين, the example of the believers. Of the believers. The ones that have faith in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they're doing their best to exemplify that. So when he says the iman, anything that comes after that, we should strive and struggle to inculcate that within our lives, or to do the things that would incite those inner feelings of faith. So sometimes when we say, I'm praying and I can't feel it, or when tragedy hits, there are some people when tragedy hits, they say, I go numb. I don't know why I don't cry. I don't know why I don't really feel anything. We say to that person, keep practicing the faith. The actions of prayer, you may not feel it, but the more you do it with the most important aspect of you worshiping Allah via, oh Allah, I want to do this because you have told me to. Because you have told me to. I don't feel it, but inshallah, being you are the one that controls the hearts, ultimately, I will do my best. And that's what Allah wants from you. That's what Allah wants from you. So that is how the iman can be inculcated or be nurtured in the hearts of the believer. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he says here, that the example of the believer, fi tawadduhim wa tarahumihim wa ta'atufihim. So the first thing he says is, tawadduhim. Tawad is love, but it's mutual love. As some of the scholars mentioned, al-farq bayn al-hubbi wa-tawad, annahu min al-tarafain. That the difference between love and mutual respect or love is that it is from both parties. So the one, the mu'min, it is expected that they love each other. وَتَرَاحُمِهِمْ And the mercy that they have towards one another. Towards one another. And some scholars mention, why did he mention this? Because love would imply mercy, not necessarily. Someone may have mercy on you and not love you. Someone may cease fire on you and not love you. Feel asl. So when we see here, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying in their mutual love and their mutual mercy, and also saying, wa ta'atufihim, and their compassion or their sympathy. Their sympathy. Brothers and sisters, make no mistake, even if this was happening to people that may not be Muslim, the humanitarian aspect of someone that is being oppressed, taken out of their homes, isolated, taken the elements that are needed for them for daily living, for survival, is taken away, the Muslim has a level of sympathy. The Muslim has a level of sympathy. And that is what is important for us now, and in other situations as well, for the Muslim to do what they can to show that level of sympathy in different ways. And as a side point, it is important for us as Muslims, as long as we are doing something that has a level of productivity, that we don't downplay another person's effort. That we don't say totally, those people going out in buses, in rallies, spreading a message, we don't downplay it. We don't speak about it in a bad fashion to where it may not motivate that child that is 15, 16, 17. And in their heart, they feel that this is doing something for the deen, and it raises their level of consciousness. It literally gets them on the phone to look up 1917, Balfour Declaration, Nakba. And when they go out, they may be screaming. They may be putting up posters, Free Palestine, fine. But doing that, it brings them back to the faith indirectly. As long as it is not something that is counterproductive, that is universally understood, and this is important, as counterproductive, it could be a way of articulating a message for people that never knew what was going on over there. So the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying, in these examples of mercy, love, compassion, sympathy, they are like the body of an individual. If one part feels pain, they feel the pain. If one part feels it, the body responds to it with wakefulness and fever. And then he gives the example with the wakefulness and the fever, because one side of the body may feel it and another side will eventually feel that, as we know with the sickness, particularly of the fever. This is important, brothers and sisters, to remind us that through the daily life that we are living here in AC, in light, with food, in a good area, that sometimes the effort of watching those videos, seeing those text messages, bring us back and intensifies these three that we're talking about. The sympathy, the feeling of mercy. Because that will remind us of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. But not only that, it will make us people that have the same level, inshallah, of faith in Him here that we see with our brothers and sisters that are there. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله على توفيقه وامتنانه. When reading this, what was read to you earlier, brothers and sisters, yes, it can make some of us frustrated. But what can happen sometimes is that frustration will lead us to having a defeatist mentality. A defeatist approach. Why do anything? Why vote hadol? Why make any tasweet? Yani, why should I do anything? It's going to be the same outcome. Wallahi, brothers and sisters, that's an easy thing to do. But it's difficult. It's a challenge. And I'm going to say this. To worship Allah by sending an email and having the intention that they're just jahil, they don't know. To educate them, to go to offices and talk to them, to knock on your neighbor's door, to speak with them, to go to the library, and to put yourself out there to people to educate them about the reality of what's going on. That's difficult. That's a challenge. That's getting out of your comfort zone. But you know what drove you to do that? The sympathy, the love, the mercy. It is incumbent upon all of us in these times, brothers and sisters, as we feel the sadness, as we feel the love, as we feel the anger that has come from insha'Allah, and I say insha'Allah, that has come from and has emanated from iman, from faith in Allah, that his slaves and his servants are being, that one does what is within their power. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in a beautiful hadith, من رأى منكم منكرا فيغيره بيده. Whoever which one of you sees any type of munkar, any type of illicit bad deed or bad thing, فيغيره بيده. And you notice the Prophet ﷺ acknowledged that there is munkar. There will always be munkar. There will always be munkar. There will always be similar situations to what we're seeing. Always. But then he equips you. فَلْيُغَيِّرْهُ. And this is فِعْلْ أَمْر. This is an obligation. And this is important, brothers and sisters. He acknowledges the fact that there's going to be bad things that are done on the earth. But then he orders the Muslim to be a person that stands up. Because he gives an order. فَلْيُغَيِّرْ. Then they should change it. And then he gives the three ways. And it's darajat or maratib. بِيَدِ. He should change it. He or she should change it with their hands. With their hands. In our particular case, if one was to send an email, if one was to write, if one was to pick up the phone, this is a way that a Muslim can change it. If someone was to send a message, this is one of the ways that a Muslim can change the munkar by giving examples of what is taking place and separating and distinguishing fake news from real news. Educating the Muslims, our youth, on a productive, conducive way to go out if they're going to go out and go on rallies. It's important to be organized. It's important to have knowledge. It's important to have an ultimate goal, a maqsad shar'i. What is the Islamic objective behind what we are doing? When one wakes up in the middle of the night and prays to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then says after that, فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ. And if he or she is not able to, فَبِلِسَانِ. With their tongue. To speak. To talk. To educate, to inform, to call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but to educate and to speak to people about what is going on. But not only that, not only from complaining, which there is a place for that in Islam, but ultimately greater than that is to find a way to bring solace to the people that are struggling. There are brothers and sisters in our community that are struggling. There are brothers and sisters in our community, especially our young men and women, that are wondering why would God allow this to happen. And it is important that the parents educate themselves in order to educate their children. It is important that the young teens as well take it upon themselves to get educated about particularly predestination of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is important that we educate ourselves of the history of how this even took place. How did we get here? And lastly, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَإِن لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِقَلْبِهِ. And if he or she is not able to, then they should hate it in their heart. They should hate it in their heart. They should hate oppression in their heart. They should hate fake news in their heart. They should hate choosing of narratives, certain narratives to relay to people in their heart, at least if there is nothing that they can do. But each and every one of us, brothers and sisters, there is something that we can do, especially with our phones on deck. There is something that we can do. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says with the heart, he said, wa hadha adhaful iman, and that is the weakest of faith. He acknowledges that it is faith if one hates it in their heart. And it is important for us as Muslim parents, as uncles, whether it's not at the masjid, wherever, to gather in our homes, particularly better in the masajid, to get the message for our youth to understand why this is so important. There is killing, yes. But where is the relevance for us as Muslims? Why does it matter to us as Muslims? As human beings, it matters. Because we hate to see oppression, which is Islamic. But also as Muslims, what is the significance of Masjid al-Aqsa? What is the significance of Palestine? It is important that our children understand and have this in their heart, this level of hatred of oppression and love of justice. So that is what we can do, brothers and sisters, when seeing what is going on. Sometimes we remain dormant. As time goes by, we live our lives. But I humbly ask all of you to keep following what is going on in order to liven your spirits, strengthen your iman, and become a person that is productive in your home and in society. Because when these trials hit, it is a strong means of thabat. It is a strong means of maintaining that firmness in your heart, or establishing that firmness in your heart. As we know, people are becoming Muslim because of this trial. As in every trial, September 11th, people became Muslim. They have questions. They realize that life is short and they want to do something about it. So brothers and sisters, take what is within your power to educate people about what's going on. But most importantly, as we see today, many of us are coming to the masjid. And alhamdulillah, many of us have been coming to the masjid. But make no mistake, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala legislates this sharia and this deen, it is intentional, it is on purpose, and it is very calculated. Meaning that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there are three masajid that are holy, firstly, he shows the importance of having a place to where Muslims can come together and strengthen their wherewithal and faith. And in turbulent times, internally and externally, the Muslims can come together in a place where they know there is safety, there is serenity, and there is a place where their faith can be increased by many different ways. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Salat al-jama'ati khayru min salat al-fadhi," that the prayer in congregation is better than praying alone, bi 25 daraja. Wa fi riwayah 27. It is better than praying alone by 25 more blessings, and in another narration, 27 more blessings. Praying in congregation. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told a companion, "La tamna amatullah min masajidillah." Do not prohibit the female slaves of Allah from coming to the houses of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Wa anna al-masajida lillahi fala tad'u ma'a Allahi ahada." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "And verily the houses of Allah, the places of prostration, the masajid of Allah, they are for Allah, so do not call on others besides them." Brothers and sisters, this place that you are in used to be a video store, and now it is a mosque. Whenever I meet with Capellians and some of the, even yesterday when I met with the superintendent of schools, when I told them, yes, we were across the street and now we are at the video store. We have grown. There is a presence. There is representation. People are talking. People are asking. There is a presence of the sharia and of the deen. And that is what is incumbent upon all of us collectively as a community. So I want to say for all of you, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he has given you the ability to make the choice to come here, to come and worship him. And make no mistake, the reward is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you made the effort to come here to hear a message about current events that is connected with our faith and how do we actualize it in our life to be productive Muslims with Allah and productive people in society. So brothers and sisters, to celebrate that, inshallah this Sunday, there will be that effort for all of us to come together and to celebrate the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the maintenance of His house. The maintenance of His house, the beautiful gathering of remembering that as we do every year. For those that want to contribute, bi-idhnillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala, understanding the importance of community, because with the community, the exemplification of that, the strongest sign of that is establishing the sign, Allah's sign and greatness of His sharia on this earth being the masjid. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you of those that continuously find the ways in strengthening your faith. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you of those that throughout that finding of our faith and strengthening our faith, we understand what coincides with our faith. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that through continuous learning and acting upon our knowledge, it increases our faith and increases our closeness to Him and allowing that to be a rippling effect for those that don't know. And for those that know, be a healthy and strong reminder for them to come back to Allah ta'ala. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار اللهم صل الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم صل الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم صل المستضعفين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين اللهم صل المستضعفين في غزة يا رب العالمين Oh Allah, help the weak and destitute in غزة يا رب العالمين Help the weak and destitute in Palestine and Sudan يا رب العالمين Help the weak and destitute in Afghanistan يا رب العالمين Help the weak and destitute if it's seen في China يا رب العالمين Help the weak and destitute في Syria يا رب العالمين Help the weak and destitute In Libya, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Help the weak and destitute from Morocco, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Help the weak and destitute that are all around the earth, that are calling on Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, strengthen their wherewithal and their faith and their resilience, but most importantly, their iman and their belief and trust in You, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhab al-nar. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak wa nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi al-amra.